This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I just want to remind you guys today about how beautiful our deen is. Because Islam is a gift. It is a ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. This day I've chosen your religion for you and have conferred my ni'mah عليكم, my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your deen. Now, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, and I have chosen for you Islam as your deen. I want you to think about that for a moment. Allah Jalla wa'ala, our creator, our Lord, our Rabb, the controller of the heavens and the earth, has told us that he has chosen for us Islam as our deen. What does this mean? This means that you did nothing to become a Muslim. You've done nothing to become a Muslim. I don't care if you were born into a Muslim family that was chosen for you by Allah. I don't care if you reverted to Islam like I did in 98. It was chosen for me. I used to think that, you know, maybe I'd studied the Bible and left it and studied other religions, and, you know, maybe due to some effort on my own, I had become a Muslim. As we talked about in our talk the other day, predestination versus free will, Allah Jalla wa'ala has set everything in order, and he has decided all affairs. So me accepting Islam in 1998 was a predestined fact that I could not avoid. Allah Jalla wa'ala had chosen for me to be a Muslim. But I want you to think about something for a moment. And I like to give you things that are going to logically help you so you can think about them and help you out through your day, inshallah. So today with me, inshallah, I just want you to, you know, think for a moment. Even if you want to just, you know, close your eyes and just think about this for a moment. What is the first thing that Allah created? Somebody type it in the chat. What is the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us? I'm going to give a second and see if somebody in the chat can tell me. So if you're watching this video and you're missing our streams, make sure you catch all the live streams. What is the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created? Allah Jalla wa'ala created first the pen. This is the very first thing the pen was created. Yes. 1, 2, 3, get a, the pen. The pen. The very first thing Allah created was the pen. And then when Allah Jalla wa'ala created the pen, he commanded the pen to write. He commanded the pen to write. And the pen requested, my Lord, what should I write? And Allah Jalla wa'ala responded, write everything. Everything that will ever happen, ever. And the pen wrote all of those things. And it is in a book that is collected with Allah. Allah al-Mahfuz. This is a book that is with Allah. The Torah was revealed from the book. The Injil was revealed from this book. The Quran was revealed from this book. Every year Allah sends down His Qadr and says His Qadr and Laylatul Qadr from this book. So this book contains everything. And this was 50,000 years before Allah created anything else. Before Allah created anything else, He created the pen and He set His will for eternity. Now, I want you to think about something, brothers and sisters. When I realized this, when this hit me, I distinctly remember I was on a plane and I was reading this hadith and I was thinking about this. And this struck me so deeply. It gave new life to everything I had done afterwards. It gave new life to my da'wah. It gave new life to my deen. It gave new life to my life. It gave me purpose. It gave me gratitude. Think about something, brothers and sisters. In that book, Allah Jalla wa'ala commanded that pen to write your name and that you would exist and that He would create you. And then in your life story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I thought about it myself, that in that book, Allah commanded that pen to write my name, write my life. And in that life story, Allah commanded that pen to write that in this day, on this hour, on this year, write, I will guide him to Islam. I will guide him to myself. I will open his heart to me and I will guide him to the truth. It was written for me. It was destined for me. That honor, that dignity, that honor and dignity to be a Muslim, to be blessed, to be favored, to be chosen in a small town in South Carolina in the late 90s. Allah in his infinite mercy, in his infinite wisdom, in his infinite mercy, wrote that I would be a Muslim. He wrote for you that you would be a Muslim. He wrote for you that you would be a Muslim. And you had done nothing to deserve it. It was written down 50,000 years before Allah decided to even create the creation. Allah dictated with himself that you would be guided. Subhanallah, what have we done to earn this favor? Nothing. What have we done to repay this favor? Very little. That fact alone, that simple fact alone, brothers and sisters, should have you waking up every single morning to say Alhamdulillah. Every single morning to say Alhamdulillah. Allah chose for me this beautiful way of life called Islam. This honor, this immutable honor that no one can take away from you besides your Lord, is something that you did not earn, nor did you deserve. So be grateful for it. This is an honor, brothers and sisters, that you do not understand. If a Muslim understood how favored they are, how honored they are, how dignified they are, they would never frown. They would never walk around with their head down. They would never see any day as a Muslim as a bad day. On the day of judgment, on the day when humanity is running like crazy and everyone is here, there, and the other, the nations from before us are going to be marched forward. The nation of Ibrahim is going to be brought. The nation of Nuh is going to be brought. The nation of Musa is going to be brought. The nation of Isa is going to be brought. And then after all of that, the largest nation, the greatest nation, will be marched in front of everyone with dignity, with honor, with respect. And that is the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you and I are a part of today. Subhanallah. And then, when every single prophet is asked about their message, they ask, did you convey the message? Allah will ask Noah. Allah will ask Ibrahim. Allah will ask Musa. Allah will ask Dawood. Allah will ask Jesus. Allah will ask all of them, did you convey your message? And they will say, yes, my Lord, I conveyed my message. And then Allah will ask them, do you have a witness? Or excuse me, then Allah will ask their people. They will ask their people, the nation, the people that they were around, did any messenger come to you? And they will say, no messenger came to us. We don't know who came to us. They're trying to avoid this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask Noah, ask Musa, ask Ibrahim, do you have a witness that will bear testimony for you that you did your job? And they will all say, you can go to Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad and they will bear witness for me. And then Allah will ask the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did Musa do his job? Did Isa do his job? Did Noah do his job? Did Ibrahim do his job? And we will say yes, because we bear witness for them. And Allah will accept the testimony of this ummah, the honor and favor that you have. And then on the day of judgment, when everybody is running around like crazy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry and the sky is cracking into pieces and the oceans have been set ablaze and hellfire has been drawn near and the sun has been brought close and the stars are falling out of their places and everyone is scared and frightened and running around, they will run to Adam alayhi salam and they will say, Adam, and you'll find this in the hadith in Bukhari, they will say, Adam, our forefather, go to Allah and ask him to start the day of judgment. Just ask him to start it and get this over with. Adam will say, my Lord is angry today. He is angry like he has never been before, and he is angry like he will never be again. I disobeyed my Lord in the garden. I disobeyed my Lord in the garden. Therefore, I am worried about myself today. Nafsi, nafsi. Go to Ibrahim. And then we'll go to Ibrahim and ask him the same thing. And he will say, my Lord is angry today. He's angry like he never has been before, and he will never be this angry again. I lied. You know, when the lie he made about his sister, his wife being his sister, he said, I lied. Therefore, nafsi, nafsi, I am worried about me today. Go to Musa. They will go to Musa, and Musa will say the same thing. My Lord is angry. I killed a man. Even though it was a mistake, he will say, I killed a man. Therefore, I am worried about my own self. Nafsi, nafsi, I cannot help you today. Go to Jesus. And we'll go to Isa. And Isa will say the same thing. My Lord is angry. And people worshipped me like I was Allah. I have my own worries today. I cannot help you. Nafsi, nafsi. How about you go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Maybe Muhammad can help you. So we will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we will ask him, our dear messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best of creation, the best of humanity, go to your Lord and ask him to start this day of judgment for us. And he will not refuse us sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? Because he has a dua. He has a special dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that every single prophet was given one dua in their lifetime, that they could ask for anything that they wish and Allah would grant it for them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that every prophet used that dua in their lifetime. Adam used it, Noah used it, Musa used it, Jesus used it. They all used that dua in their lifetime. He said, the dua that Allah gave to me, I saved it for you. I saved it for you on the day when you need it most. Look how much he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved us. Look at how much our messenger Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cared about us. This ummah, those whom he witnessed and those whom he didn't know. Our prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will go before Allah Jalla wa Ala, and he will make sujood for as long as Allah wishes. It could be a long period of time. He will make sujood and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will tell him, Qum, get up and ask me. And whatever you ask of me today, I shall not refuse for you, because he has that dua. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could ask for anything. He could ask for anything, but what is he going to ask for? He says, I will say, Ummati, Ummati. My ummah, forgive them. Forgive them their wrongdoings. Forgive them their mistakes. Forgive them their sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the minor sins of this ummah based on the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why after the adhan, we say the dua, and the part of the dua after the adhan is, oh Allah, give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the shifa, the place of honor and rank and shifa in the intercession on the day of judgment, because we're going to need it. How blessed are you, brothers and sisters, to be a part of this ummah? How blessed are you? Allah could have chosen you to be an ummah, a part of the ummah of Ibrahim. Allah could have chosen you to be a part of the ummah of Musa. Allah could have chosen you to be a part of the ummah of Isa. But Allah chose you to be a part of the best. كنتم خيرا أمة أخرجت للناس. The best nation ever brought forward for mankind. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. Because you command to good and forbid evil and you believe in Allah. Brothers and sisters, you are honored like never before. You are honored like no other creation has ever been honored on the face of this planet, to be not only guided to Islam, but to be chosen to be a part of the greatest ummah that has ever walked the face of this earth. To be part of the greatest ummah that is led by the greatest human being, the greatest messenger, the greatest of all of us, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is your gift. This is your honor. This is your dignity. Do not let anyone ever tell you anything different. Never let anyone make you feel ashamed of your deen. Never let anyone make you feel ashamed of your faith. Never let anyone make you feel ashamed of your identity as a Muslim, because we are, as Allah says, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and they say to the people, indeed I am a Muslim. And there's no shame in that. There's no reservation in that. There is no shame in who I am as a Muslim whatsoever. I am a Muslim. End of story. Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, you've been honored and favored. Wake up every single morning with that dignity. Wake up every single morning with that honor. Wake up every single morning. I don't care who laughs at you. I don't care who mocks at you. I don't care who makes fun of you. I don't care who calls you names. I don't care what they do against you. That there is nothing that can strip you from the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you as a Muslim. Stand on that honor with your head held high, that we are Muslims, alhamdulillah. And our legacy as an ummah is that you can put us through hardship. You can put us through difficulties. You can put us through tests. You can strip our rights. You can strip our freedoms. You can strip everything away from us. But the one thing that you cannot take away from us, which is the most honored and valuable possession that we have as Muslims, is my deen, is my Islam. And it's here in my heart. And you can't have it. You can't have it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave it to me, can take it away from me. It does not belong to you. So do as you like, I will do as I like. Because you can laugh today. You ever heard the statement, laugh today, cry tomorrow? You can laugh today. You can mock today. You can make fun of me today. But let me tell you something. Every single soul, قُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every single soul will taste death. And then when you taste that death, you will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after the day of judgment, the only laughter that will ever be heard again for the rest of eternity are the people of paradise. And the people of paradise are the Muslims. So laugh now all you want. I'm going to laugh with you, because I will get the last laugh. That is who you are, brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Barakallahu feekum jami'an. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.